close your eyes and be sensitive to how the breath feels when it comes in, how it feels when it goes out. Notice where it's clearest. Focus your attention there. And then ask yourself what rhythm of breathing would feel good. You can try long breathing for a while. And then try shorter breathing and then compare the two, which feels better. Then you can try fast or slow, heavy, light, deep, shallow. Make comparisons until you've got the best breath you can think of right now. One that feels good for the body, right for what the body needs. Soothing when you're feeling frazzled, energizing when you're feeling tired, relaxing when you're feeling tense. After all, we live in this world and we're looking for happiness. If we look for happiness outside, there is happiness available outside, but it's not reliable. And it doesn't go very deep. What does the world have to offer? Status, but then there's also loss of status. There's material gain, there's material loss. There's praise, there's criticism. There's sensual pleasures and the pains. If you want something reliable, you have to look inside. If you look inside and you see that you're not reliable yet, well, this is why we meditate. It's a training to make the mind more reliable. So that's thinking actually becomes an aid to happiness and not an enemy to happiness. All too often we think about things that just drive us crazy. You ask yourself, why are you doing that? Nobody's forcing you to. There are other things you can think about, things that are more useful inside, how to create a sense of well-being inside, how to talk to yourself in a way that's encouraging, to get to know yourself, and to see why the mind has unskillful habits and what you can do to undo those unskillful habits. But to have the patience and equanimity to do that requires a sense of well-being. So we provide that with the breath. Allow the mind to settle down with the breath. And think of the breath not just as air coming in and out through the nose, but as a whole body process. All your nerves are involved, all your blood vessels, all your muscles. They're all connected. So think of the whole body breathing in, the whole body breathing out in a way that feels nourishing. And then look carefully at your mind as you stay with the breath. And you begin to see that there are thoughts in there that you can choose. You don't have to take on everything that comes rising up in the mind. There's some things you can choose to think about and other things you don't have to. Some things you say, well, I've got to think about this, I've got to worry about that. Well, there should be limits to your worrying, because worrying doesn't really solve a lot of problems. You anticipate dangers, you can prepare for them, and then you put the issue down. You've got to create a sense of well-being inside, because you want to be more mindful, more alert. There's a lot of things that are going to happen in the future that you have no idea what's going to happen. You can't anticipate them. But you know that if you're more mindful, more alert, more discerning, you'll be able to deal with these issues as they come. So those are qualities you can develop right now. It's the best way to prepare for the future. So this way you've got things covered. You've got the present covered. You've got the future covered. As for the past is gone. You've learned whatever lessons you can remember that are valuable. And let everything else go. We carry so much baggage around. And John Lee's images of plowing a field, and you put a bag next to the plow. As the dirt comes off the plow, you stick it in the bag. If that's the way you are, then you're going to get weighed down before you get very far. You won't even finish one furrow. But if things fall off the plow, you just let them fall off the plow. Look to see if there's anything valuable in there and leave the rest. Focus mainly on what you're doing right now and the skills you're going to develop in preparation for the future. Mindfulness, alertness, discernment. That way you can find that happiness is a lot more reliable and goes a lot deeper. The happiness of the world, the pleasures of the world are pretty superficial. This is a happiness that comes from deep within and it nourishes you deep within. It's a good happiness to master. Because it is something you can master. It is a skill. It takes time. But it's time well spent.